Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with some special coverage here to launch a brand new wrap-up. We are talking about the USA series Temptation Island with the two women who are going to take you on a voyage all the way through this brand new season of Temptation Island. First, let me welcome in a woman who I have talked to about Love Island. I have talked to about other, now we're talking about Temptation Island. We've talked about a too hot to handle island. Here is the great Kirsten McInnes. Kirsten, how are you?
Hi, Rob. I'm doing very well.
Am I forgetting any other islands that we've talked about?
I don't think so. But anytime there's a show about hot dummies on an island,
yeah,
I want to be involved.
Yeah. Okay. This is a throwback, that this is one that used to be, it was one of the first reality shows, and then it was gone for a long time, and then they brought it back, and here it is, Temptation Island on USA, and a woman who, this was very much on her radar, let's welcome in the co-host of the brand new Temptation Island Rehab-Up, Maggie Morgan. Maggie, how are you?
Hi, Rob. Hi, Kirsten. I'm doing amazing. I'm super excited that we get to talk about this show that I really think might be the worst show ever, but in like the most enjoyable way. You know, like when I say worst, I mean that from like a lovely part of my soul. I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. No, I get
let's
it.
Let's get into it.
I get it.
Well, so I was about to get defensive about Riverdale, but then you said in a lovely way. So I was like, okay, never mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so here we are talking about Temptation Island, which is airing on USA. If you want to go back and watch the series premiere, it aired on Tuesday night. And I believe it will be airing on Tuesday nights the rest of the way, hosted by Mark L. Wahlberg, the same guy that used to host the original, that basically Mark L. Wahlberg was hosting Temptation Island way back when. I don't know where he went for 15 years, but now he's back still hosting Temptation Island, still Mark L. Wahlberg. Kirsten, could you tell, do you have any particular affinity for Temptation Island, or is it just more hot dummies on an island?
So my affinity is that it is hot dummies on an island. And as the new season was gearing up, I thought, I have to watch this, and the only way to guarantee I'll watch it is if I get to talk about it. So I harassed you, and thankfully, Maggie was already like on this show, and it's just a match made in heaven. There will be no straying from Maggie and I.
Yes. Okay, you will not be tempted. Yes. And Maggie,
no
for
way.
You, what was it about mm-hmm. Temptation Island that really caught your attention?
I think it's just like the idea that I can like probably watch something for an hour every week, get mildly upset about mm-hmm. it, and also make fun of it. Those are like my two favorite activities as a self-proclaimed hater. I think I'm going to have a really good time kind of talking about these people because there's a lot here. You know, there is a lot here. I got my mom into it, which we'll talk about, I think, as we go, because I have a lot of thoughts from my mother, who is a 50-something-year-old woman from Michigan who is, like, Catholic and has been married for over 30 years. And she has a lot to say about the people and the activities that have been going on. So I think just the idea that there's something for everyone
yeah.
on this show.
Okay. Well, looking forward to getting to talk about it. Looking forward to the weekly recaps that you'll both have. And we're going to post these in the Love Island podcast feed that we already have. Ooh. A feed about hot dummies on an island getting tempted. So we'll do that. And then when Love Island comes back, we'll turn it back to a Love Island podcast feed. So you can go ahead and subscribe if you want. Only Temptation Island podcast at robiswebsite.com/Temptation Island. Now, let me just set up the premise here for Temptation Island, because people might be listening to this like, okay, I didn't watch the show, but what goes on here? So stop me if I got this wrong. Where Love Island are people who are singles looking to find love. Temptation Island takes couples, and they, under the guise of, we're going to test your relationship. Like they're actually doing something productive.
So the best thing I can think of is, in the middle of Love Island, they do a twist called Casa Amor, where the couples are split apart and a bunch of new singles come in, and it's meant to test their relationships. So it's kind of like that, except for everyone is going into it consenting to the test and not being blindsided by being separated by from their partner. And also, these are real relationships that have been going on for months, if not years.
Yeah.
Some of them are like 10 plus years, okay? But we'll get to them. But like, you know.
When it's an 11-year relationship and you like met when you were 15, it's just different. It's just different. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fine. We'll talk about it when we get to it.
Yeah. So, Maggie, my big fundamental question about Temptation Island as I'm watching is, I don't understand why anybody goes on this show.
This is also my fundamental question, honestly. I'm sort of like, all right, these people are like, for a lot of these people, their main problem with their partner is that they feel like they can't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to feel like they're going to be able to trust each other, they're going to put them in a house with single people who are trying to sleep with their partner.
Yeah.
On national television so that their partner can just do it in front of America. Like, I'm really confused about it. Also, as somebody who, like, you know, like most people, the idea of your partner cheating on you is like the worst thing in the world. I don't know why these people are gluttons for punishment or something. They're like, you know what I'm going to do? You know what sounds fun? I'm going to put myself in the most anxiety-inducing situation where every single second of every single day, it's totally possible that my partner will be sleeping with somebody else.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, okay? These people, each and every one of them, are already 1 foot out the door in the relationship they've already got.
Mm-hmm.
And they want clout. So that's why they're here. So,
but I feel like that there's one person in each relationship that actually wants to end it and is like, well, like, why not like end it awkwardly when we could end it in spectacular fashion, like a building imploding of like, go out with a real bang here and maybe meet somebody else in the process.
Hey, when my last relationship ended, I 150% would have gone on Temptation Island.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I was one foot out the door.
Maggie's horrified.
No, this is my worst nightmare. This is just public humiliation in front of everyone. Like, this is a show on USA Network. Like, millions of people watch this. Like, I can't.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, nobody's even going to see it. It's on the USA Network.
Yeah. Wait, is USA Network, like, a well-known network?
Well, they were the host of Psych, Suits. Meghan Markle was on Suits.
Is it called like something different in Canada, Kirsten?
Well, we don't have that network, but this show is airing on, I think, E Now Network.
Correct.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I looked it up several times, but I can't remember it because I realized I could just use the old VPN to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. All right. Temptation Island, 4 couples. Where are they?
They are in Hawaii.
Hawaii. So
this filmed in Hawaii, and it was originally supposed to film in March of 2020, which obviously did not happen. And so it filmed starting in August, going into the fall months, according to an article I saw. Yeah.
And so just to give you the premise, if you didn't see the episode or you're just curious how this all works. So there are 4 couples, all men and women. And so they are all learning about their relationship. Are they meant to be? So to test this relationship, they are going to live in separate villas where then roughly 12 to 14 thirsty singles will come in and then try to get with these people. And Maggie, my other big question about this, other than why does anybody go on the show, is for the, you know, thirsty singles that come in, like, really, what's in it for them? Why are these four people, like, on such a pedestal?
This makes perfect sense to me, because you get a free vacation for
free vacation.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
I get that part.
Sure.
But why are you so invested in, it has to be this person. This guy is so great.
Well, as we saw from some of these singles on this episode, some of them also are just in it for clout. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just that they want a bad boy, mm-hmm. and they want someone who will cheat on their partner for them because that's apparently their style. I don't really know, Rob.
What is more appealing than someone who will cheat on their partner with you?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm so excited to dive in because I just have so much to say.
So what should we do? Should we talk about the four couples?
Yeah, I have notes for all of the couples and then sort of like throughout the episode. But the first couple that we see are Chelsea and Thomas, if we want to start there. Go ahead, Kristen.
No, please continue. I was just going to say I would love to start with them.
Great. So Chelsea is 29 and Thomas is 37. They've been together for a year. And the first clip that we get of them is giving each other a pinky promise on the boat. Which for two people who are 29 and 37 is an interesting choice. Just going to start there.
A pinky promise is sacred. And if somebody were to break a pinky promise to me, here's what I say when I have to pinky promise someone. It happens a lot. And once Colin Stone broke a pinky promise in a game of Secret Hitler, and I will hold a grudge. So you do the pinky promise, you get locked in, and then you go, you know what the penalty for breaking a pinky promise is, right? And they go, what? And you go, to cut off your pinky. And then normally that like indicates if they're going to keep the promise or not, because they're horrified.
Oh, no.
Okay. I see where you're at.
I didn't see any sort of pinky promise sacredness here. What I saw was a lot of weird B-roll of them like looking into each other's eyes, talking baby to one another.
My favorite thing about Chelsea and Thomas is in their intro package, it talks about how they met. And they go, we met through a mutual friend who connected us through social media. I slid into her DMs. Those are three different ways to meet. Which way is it? How did you meet? Was it a mutual friend? Was it social media? Or was it a DM slide? Like, it's not adding up.
I mean, also, I just, like, I have so much to say about these two. I think that these two, to begin this first episode, are maybe the biggest train wreck. Because
Chelsea is the star of the show.
I'm not certain about that one, but Chelsea, I think, is the most unhinged to begin. I think Chelsea is the one. Yeah, I think Chelsea, for one, her styling choices are interesting to me. There's just a lot of feathered hair and like early 2000s clothing going on, which is fine. I mean, she looks cute. She's a gorgeous woman. Like, she's super beautiful. I just am a bit confused on the vibe, which is totally
so
fine.
So just to throw in their overall story arc is she is feeling insecure because Thomas is allegedly like a very flirty guy. He's not cheating, but he somehow is just overly flirty with every single woman he meets. And we also hear a story about how he is also kind of leering at women also. But I feel like that we heard it, but we didn't so much see it in the episode.
Yeah, I mean, what she says, I think that their biggest problem is the way she describes him and the way he describes himself are completely different. She's basically like, he literally has this like tongue wagging when a girl walks down the street. And he's like, I've never been in a serious relationship before. This is my first one. That's how much I love you. And I've never been unfaithful to anyone. What are you talking about? And I feel like the truth is somewhere in the middle, where Chelsea is probably insecure and Thomas is probably a little gross. And it's just going to be fireworks from here. I'm pumped.
whenever someone who's like pretty much 40 is dating someone in their mid to late 20s, I'm always like, what's the problem here? What's wrong with this man?
So it's your first relationship?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. Like, right. It's an issue. But again, I do maintain the belief that you can look at the menu. You just cannot order off of it. So like, it depends the extent of his leering. I'm open to hearing more information about this.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite quote from them was a quote from Chelsea, where she says, "The whole point of us going to this island is to come back and see if he can keep it in his pants." Well, Chelsea, I have a prediction. It's probably going to be no.
My favorite, Chelsea, was this was the one where they had the cats. And she's like, listen, mm-hmm. maybe I'll come back without Thomas, in front of Thomas. He's like, how dare you say that to the cats? That's so rude. As if they know mm-hmm. what she's talking about.
I mean, yeah.
She's got the Costco size Whiskas Temptations treat. And she's yes. like, listen, you might not have a dad anymore when I come home.
But it seems like that they have a good relationship outside of this issue. They read together. They meditate together.
They wear matching outfits together.
Yeah. So it just seems like that they enjoyed each other's company, but for whatever reason, she's feeling like she can't trust this guy.
We'll see. We'll see if the island tempts him.
Yeah. Also, and I definitely think his idea to go on Temptation. He's like, well, if you don't trust me, why don't we just go to Temptation Island then?
I don't know. I got the vibe that neither of them were happy to be going.
Well, so it has to be somebody's idea. You don't get recruited.
Do you think they... I mean, I think you could get recruited.
What do you think, Maggie?
I don't know. I think that she was just weepy the whole episode, which made me think that she was miserable to mm-hmm. be there. And that the idea of him being alone in a house full of single women, if it was like literally making her weep, like, it's time for us to leave and for you to break up. That's the final straw. But I mean, I'm going to say that about every single couple. But I mean, we got 12 episodes, so let's get to it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Go home, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chelsea did not seem like she was enjoying her time. No.
No.
Okay.
Okay, the next couple that we have are Erica and Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica is 24. Kendall is 26. They've been together for 2.5 years. And their main overarching story is that Erica thinks that when she's giving her best, Kendall never is appreciative of it. He thinks that he's 1,000% more ambitious than Erica, to which I say, she looks like a Victoria's Secret model, and you look the way you look, so okay. Kendall, I mean, Erica apparently wakes up at 4 a.m. to iron his clothes. And she's like, you know, you say that you want excellence and good luck finding someone else to wake up at 4 a.m. and iron your clothes. To which I also say, Kendall, if you believe in excellence, why aren't you waking up at 4 a.m. and ironing
thing.
Your clothes?
Excellence.
Why are the clothes wrinkly in the first place?
Good question.
Yeah. And that, Kirsten, what are your thoughts?
I feel like Erica made a really great statement in the opening segment that they had, which was basically like, even when I have tried really hard, the next day, that's not good enough anymore. Because he's like, ooh, hoo, hoo, if I just move these goalposts a tiny bit, I will start making this absolutely beautiful woman feel like she needs me.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall's trash. Straight trash. Yes.
He doesn't believe in divorce, so I feel like that he's trying to say,
or
like,
separation.
Hey, yes, so this is it. So, like, we got to go to Temptation Island and get this all out of the way, because then, like, we can't just get married and make a mistake. That wouldn't fit in with my worldview of excellence.
The last note I have on them that I took is, I hope she breaks his heart into a million pieces. Mm-hmm. Because I just think that, like, I think he's going to be a night oneer, right? Like, I think next episode he's sleeping with somebody.
He already has, and we just haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, for sure. Like, if he could have slept with somebody in that 3-hour garden party that we're going to talk about later, he would.
Yeah, it was his idea also to go to Temptation Island.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was his idea.
And he made Erica feel so bad about herself that she thought that it was also the right thing to do, mm-hmm. based on his definition again of excellence, because there is no greater excellence than going on Temptation Island.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so the third couple, this is the couple that I am the most fascinated by. We've mm-hmm. got Corey and Aaron, and my first note under Corey and Aaron is Corey is a falafel boy. I hate him on sight. I hate him.
Yes.
He literally uses the phrase, she's crazy, and that's why I like her. I hate him so much.
So when you say he's a falafel boy, like, I got the impression that she, like, had, like, a dating history that he was feeling, like, inferior to, that mm-hmm. she has dated, like, all of these models, and I feel like that it was her idea to go to Temptation Island.
Oh, it was her idea, but I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot. So interesting, Kirsten. I don't. Like, I really thought I wouldn't like him either because he looks like a frat boy. But then she started, like, name-dropping the athletes that she's mm-hmm. dated. And then, like, she dated a linebacker for the Eagles and a shortstop for the Marlins. Like, you have to put in the two people that you yeah. dated. Like, and it seems like she's used to dating a-holes. And this guy seems like he's nice and loves her and treats her well. And she's like, this is not the way that I do it. I have to be aggressive. I have to be the one, you know, driving the relationship. And he's the one sitting back and whatever. But it sounds as though maybe he just perhaps is making her feel safe. I don't know.
So, no, there's room in my heart to hate both of them, first of all. and second of all, there's so many little cues in the start about how he is definitely just the kind of guy who says nothing. And she's like, I want you to talk to me and tell me about your feelings. And he definitely just bottles it all up. I could see why she's frustrated. I could see why he's frustrated. They're just not compatible. And I
know.
I wish them both the worst.
No, I have a quote here that I think defines the whole episode. Okay. Like, the whole episode, if it can be summed up into one quote, it's Aaron is weeping at the end of their package. And she says, this opportunity is something I really need. I feel terrible saying it, but I really need to figure out who I meant to be with. And I just don't know how to do it. And I think that there are literally a million other ways other than Temptation Island to figure out who you're meant to be with. Mm-hmm. And also, she's 24. Mm-hmm. I don't think she needs to find out who she's meant to be with because she's 24. She's got time.
Wait, Maggie, how are you?
I'm 25, and I'm not trying to run to Temptation Island to mm-hmm. try to make sure that I'm with the right guy, okay? Like, it's fine. There's time.
Yeah. I mean, are there a lot of Temptation Island success stories of the couples that have been through the Temptation Island gauntlet and said, "Boy, you know what? Our marriage is rock solid. You know why? We made it through Temptation Island."
I think that last year there was a guy who literally had a threesome and then he and his girlfriend stayed together after Temptation Island.
Okay.
So, you know, I think that the bar is just like on the floor of what some people mm-hmm. will, you know, put up with. Yeah. So it's like, sure.
And I think mm-hmm. it goes without saying, before we start getting to it, every relationship is different and different people mm-hmm. have different ideas of what works for them. And if going for mm-hmm. Temptation Island works for you, that's fantastic. And we're thrilled.
Yes. Not trying to yuck anybody's yum
yeah,
here.
No. All right. Go ahead. I'm just saying that if I even suggested to my wife, I don't know what the worst case scenario is of if I told her I'm thinking about we should go to Temptation Island, if she divorces me on the spot or if she says, mm-hmm. you know what? Fine, let's go.
Yeah.
I don't know which Nicole. Is the worst outcome.
No offense, Rob, but you've got no good outcomes if you try
yeah,
to.
That's why I would. Yeah. Well, I don't know how anybody gets there.
These people did.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know, like, what the casting call for this show looked like. Like, how did they find people? Were people nominated? Mm-hmm. I
because there's
really
not a prize, right? It's not like if you're the couple.
No,
that is,
you don't even win money.
Yeah, if you're the couple that stands the test of time, it's like, oh boy, like, I think our relationship can handle it, but you know, that's a lot of money. Like, no money, no prize.
The prize is getting humiliated on national television. Mm-hmm. That's the prize.
Maybe the real prize was the singles we met along the way.
So, like, if you can withstand Temptation Island, we will pay for a once in a lifetime wedding at a nothing. Mm-hmm. Get a plane ticket. Go home.
Yep.
Okay, they got to go to Hawaii when everyone else was stuck at home, so that's enough of a prize.
And Maggie, maybe could you tell us maybe like when Kirsten and I talked about Too Hot to Handle, that, you know, there was the star of Too Hot to Handle. Was it Francesca?
Francesca.
And we said, what is this woman doing? And then, you know, then she had like 5 billion Instagram followers after this. But the Temptation Island stars, like, they didn't blow up from Temptation Island. Like, I don't think that they're anybody.
They did not.
Yeah. If we go and look at their Instagrams, like, I can't imagine that anybody really sort of like went up overnight.
I would just say for the record that Francesca's Instagram followers were largely bots. But
yes.
And fine.
But still. But still.
I mean, these people are the salt of the earth. What can we say? You know? Mm-hmm. Like, they just knew this is their destiny.
Yeah.
So it's what they were meant to do.
How else are you, when you are in a relationship with someone, how are you supposed to know if you love them or not? Yeah, exactly. If you're not dating other people.
Corey from Temptation Island, how many Instagram followers do you think he has?
I don't know.
2,300.
No, because he was in a frat. I bet you he has 4K.
1160.
Oh.
Oh, less than 2,000?
Less than 2,000.
Wait, wow. Do I have Corey. More Instagram followers? Yeah,
probably.
I do. Incredible. I do.
Probably. Fact, yeah.
I do too. What a dream.
I mean, maybe some of the women have bigger Instagram followings, but.
Yeah, I don't think Corey is the one that you'd be looking for.
I'm just
for.
Saying, that was the first one that I clicked on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Should we talk about the last couple?
Yeah, we absolutely should. Take it away.
All right. So our last couple here is Kristen and Julian. They've been together for 11 years. They got together when they were 15 years old. They met at a house party. And Kristen is stunningly beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Kristen looks like a movie star. She is so, so beautiful. And Julian has cheated on Kristen before.
Yeah. It's like, look, I'm not going to dance around it. I was unfaithful. You know, he just puts it out there.
I mean, he says in the intro package that he wants to propose to her, but she's like, no, he was unfaithful before. Mm-hmm. I need to know that he's ready. And I have a feeling, when I was watching this premiere with a couple of friends, they were like, I have a feeling that she was like, all right, listen up. You cheated on me. I get to do this.
You think it was her idea?
I get to do what I want. I do. I think that she was like, I want to go to Temptation Island and I want you to feel how I felt. And I think that she's going to be flirty. I don't know that either of them will cheat on one another. Mm-hmm. I think that out of I think we're probably 8 for 8 on couples being unfaithful to each other. But if we weren't, these would be the two that I feel like might refrain. But I do think that it's a situation where it's like, you're going to put up with whatever I do, and that's just the way it is. I don't know. Maybe.
And just anytime you see a couple and one of the people in the couple is talking about proposals and wanting to get engaged, and the other person is like, but don't propose to me, and don't propose to me on a holiday, and don't propose to me in front of anybody, and don't propose to me under these 15 conditions. It's when you know that that relationship is doomed to fail. Kristen is 1.5 feet out the door. She wants to leave. But the mm-hmm. thing is, they've been together so long that obviously it will be so awkward with family and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the only problem I foresee for these two is I think that they're just not going to know what to do with themselves in the villa, because they've been out of the scene for way too long.
So they've been in this 11-year relationship and they're 26.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
And I also think that it's very clear they've been together for 11 mm-hmm. years looking at them, because one of these things is not like the other. And I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to mm-hmm. be rude, but one of these things is not like the other. And it was not the one who was unfaithful. So, like, that's just sometimes the sort of thing that happens when people get together really young, mm-hmm. like, and they maybe don't realize what league they're in and let like someone treat them poorly. I don't know.
I like deeply can understand this because I got out of my long-term relationship when I was 26 and we have been dating since I was 17. So like, I get it. I understand. Mm-hmm. They're not going to know what to do. They don't know how to date. They don't know what they're doing. It's going to be a whole situation.
Yeah. We don't know at what point he was unfaithful in this 11-year relationship. 11? It might have been. I mean, who knew that? We don't know. Like, was this like, was this 9 years ago or was this, 2 months ago?
I also love it that their whole package was done at like his high school football field. Yes. And he was like, I would point to you in the stands up there. It's like those were clearly the best years of their relationship that they're reliving, which is Red Flag City.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole show is Red Flag City, but would you guys like to hear my mother Mary's thoughts on this?
Of course.
I would love to. We need Mary's thoughts.
Okay, so she says, Kendall sucks. His expectations will never be met by anyone. Seriously, his girlfriend irons his stuff every day and he still thinks she's lazy. Leave now, Erica. No way Aaron and Corey stay together. Don't see any love in her eyes. So that's the predictions from Mary.
Hmm.
We love that. My favorite part of the show might be the counterfeit Mark Wahlberg.
Mark who, L. Wahlberg.
Well, he liked one of my tweets about Temptation Island. So he's liking, on the internet. Yeah,
he's liking every tweet that mentions Temptation Island.
Do you think he'll come on the podcast like Phil Kogan of Tough as Nails?
So I would
every
die
week,
to get him out.
Mark L. Wahlberg.
Here's the situation.
What else is he doing?
Mark L. Wahlberg gives off the most awkward uncle energy I have ever seen in my life. I'm waiting for him to pop into one of the villas like the mom from Mean Girls and be like, do you guys need anything? Snacks? A condom? Oh, you keep me young. Like, he's so awkward. Everything he says, like, I would not be able to talk to this man because I'd be like, go away, Uncle Mark. Like, get out of here. Yeah.
I'm not a Bachelor watcher, but I thought he was the same guy from The Bachelor because they look so similar to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, see, I don't know anything what's up with this guy. Okay.
Well, the other guy's having a bad week.
He's having a bad week. All right. How many Twitter followers for Mark L. Wahlberg?
I know he's verified.
He is verified.
Probably has like 15K, right?
Yeah. 16.6.
Oh my gosh.
Maggie was cheating.
No, I wasn't. I swear.
I'm joking.
No, that's like the highest level of someone who would like a tweet from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be under 20K. If
Has
you're like
Rob
my
ever
tweet.
Liked a tweet of yours?
Of course. Yes. Of course.
Well, Rob do you passed have... that.
Oh, well, I know Rob. I know Rob. I talked to Rob.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah. I feel like that's cheating.
Oh, then it's like Temptation Island.
Oh my God.
Whose tweets will you like? Okay.
All right. So,
yeah, we have all our couples. We bring them out to Temptation. I will say the show looks gorgeous. That the villa, I don't know what they call it, the resort. It was like for people that have been locked in a quarantine for a year, it's like, I want to go there.
I mean, even if I hadn't been locked in a quarantine for a year, I think I would want to go there. It's so Hawaii has been on my list for so long. At this point, I just want to lay on a beach and it looks so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They could even leave the singles there. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I could work around it. Yeah. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. No problems. I'm hanging out. As long as I'm not there with my partner and we're supposedly cheating on each other, that's like the best case scenario is to be at this villa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever.
Maggie, tonally, they take themselves very serious on Temptation Island. Of like,
it's like
this is a big experiment. We're gonna find it. We're gonna get to the bottom of these relationship issues. You'll find out here whether or not this relationship can stand the test of time. Are you ready for this challenge?
I wish they would be more like me and understand that this is the worst show ever and just like let it be what it is, you know, because it's hilarious. Like watching some of these people and the stuff that comes out of their mouth and them like acting like this is the only way to conduct yourself. It's like, who are you? What universe are you living in? Like these people are like just on another planet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's better for us because they sit all of these people down and they're all sitting next to their partners.
Yes.
And America's Next Top Model style, they bring out the singles.
So it's a runway show. And they did not introduce us to all 24 singles on the show.
I think that they only showed us the people who matter.
Sure.
So, yeah. But I also think that it's hilarious that when the singles are starting to come out, suddenly the girl, you know, Erin, the girl who thinks that she wants this hot pro athlete and is trying to leave her boyfriend, is like, don't let go of my hand. And it's like, what are you here for then? I thought that this was the point. What do you mean? Now you're getting territorial? I don't understand.
To be fair, it is a little weird to sit in the audience of a runway show with your partner to see the options for both of you to date in the next week.
It was very weird. Kirsten, do you know what you would say if you came out on the runway?
Hey, I would walk out and I would say, hi, I'm Kirsten. I'm 28 from Canada. And I'm going to send you straight to hell and steal your man.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. That's spicy. I like it.
Yeah.
There were so many. I don't even know how to approach this little runway because I was so uncomfortable.
I have some stuff to say.
Yeah, right? Please, man.
I would just like to, if anyone ever tries to tell you that modeling does not take talent or skill, I would like to direct you to this clip of them because none of them had the talent or skill to be on the runway.
There was a real model there. Come on.
And she was the most painful of all because she had to speak. And it was like there was like there was a knife to her back. It was like I've never seen someone more scared. I was like,
you're talking about Katrina with the long legs?
Yeah, they made her talk about wrapping her legs around a stranger on television. Of course she's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Is there a writer or a producer that helps them like work through their line?
I guarantee you, they sat down with a producer and they all went in with their little line that's just like, hi, this is who I am. And then the producer was like, well, but like, what about this? Don't you think you really want to, you know, get under their skin and like really get to them and then like worked them up into such a fury and then was like, this is what you're going to say. And then by the time they've gotten to that point, they're like, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. And then it just fell apart.
I have some notes here of some of the best if you want to hear some of them.
I would love to.
Is this Dave, ranked, or this is just in no particular order?
No, this is just in no particular order. Dave, who's 28, he's a salesman from Rhode Island here for two things, to make a steal and close a deal, smacks his ass and walks back.
But the other thing about Dave from Rhode Island is his shirt is only buttoned on the bottom button, maybe bottom two buttons.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
But right? Dave's was like particularly bad.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I've never seen this before. And maybe, you know, I've been out the game for a while. That have either of you, like at a bar, like has a man ever smacked himself in his own rear end?
I feel like if I'm at a bar talking to a man, the last thing I want is for them to walk away. Mm-hmm. And especially not to be striking themselves as they do so. Mm-hmm.
He's a closer.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Dave. One day your children will see this, Dave.
Dave's not having children. We can only pray that Dave has already had a vasectomy.
Oh my gosh. All right.
So it got a big reaction from the crowd, though.
Of course it did. How can you not react to that?
Yeah.
They were like, I've never seen that much torso on someone wearing a shirt. Mm-hmm. It's shocking.
Yeah.
Up next, I have Sophia, who, as she was walking up, Kendall said, ooh, I like the strut. And Erica said, stop. She's 22. And she said, hi, Poppies. I'm a 22-year-old makeup artist from Miami, Florida. I'm a spicy Latino who's here to spice up her love life. And she seems like she's going to be fun. I'm into Sophia. I'm glad she's here. I'm glad for us that she's here. Yep. I think it'll be a good time.
Okay.
I think that we'll have fun with Sophia for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I also have...
Now she knows what she's doing. 41,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow. Sophia, maybe she's the runaway hit from the show.
Or Sophia Marie Perez on Instagram.
What a dream.
Yeah, short bio.
Can I bring up how Alexis's name is spelled?
Yes.
Because this was the most troubling thing I've ever seen.
Let's let the listeners guess how to spell Alexis. Just think about it in your head. Okay, so it's an unusual spelling for Alexis. You will never guess the combination of Scrabble tiles put together for Alexis Homan.
I did not know that was her last. Okay, so anyways, Alexis is spelled A-L-E-X. Okay, normal. C-Y-S.
Mm-hmm.
Kirsten. Why? She's not, her name is not spelled like that. Her name is spelled A-L-E-X. Yeah. I mean, her mother said Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S, and she said, you know what will be interesting for me?
I think you're giving her mom too much credit.
Yeah.
It's literally Alexis with cyst at the end of her name, but without the T.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis.
Yeah.
Alexis. That's how I'm going to refer to her. From
Kirsten, she posts her astrological sign on her Instagram. Do you want to take a guess?
Okay. She said that first of all, Alexis at one point in this episode said, I go for the type of man that's bad, which was very relatable. She's a Gemini.
She is. How did you know that?
Yes. Yes. Because astrology is real and Gemini is my sister's sign.
Yes. Wow. That was amazing.
And also because I think they try to get Geminis on these
shows. Only 5,700 Instagram followers for Alexis Homan.
She'll probably have more by the end.
Yeah.
I mean, if people could spell her name, she'd probably have more already.
Yeah, that Alexis Homan is like on the B&B when Mike does like, all right, this contestant's anagram name is Alexis Homan. Like, boy, whose name?
This is not a real name.
Alexis, whose man's is that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So her quote that she said is, you're going to be seeing me at the bonfire on some clips with your man. And for those of you who might be confused about what that is, at the end of each episode, they bring the men in and they bring the women in, but they bring them in separately. And then they show them a clip of what their partner's been doing in the house.
They do? Week. That's messed up.
Oh, but listen. And some of the clips, like, they'll just show them straight up having sex with someone.
I didn't know they did that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then some of the clips, though, you know, it's like the girl is being... So, like, say I was watching a clip of my boyfriend. And the show is, like, evil. So they'll do a clip of, you know, like, a girl flirting with her boyfriend. But they'll cut the part, you know, right before the boyfriend's like, hey, actually, like, you shouldn't be touching me. You know, I love my girlfriend, whatever. They'll cut that off. So all that their partner is seeing is them being super flirty and touchy-feely. So then they'll go back to their villa and be like, well, screw it. If my partner's being touchy-feely, I don't care what I do. And then they have a clip to show the guy next time. Mm-hmm. And it's like a whole, you know, it just like becomes tit for tat. And it's this whole thing. Yep. And that's why she's saying you're going to see me at some clips because she plans on hooking up with these girls' boyfriends. Alexis is a winner.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the singles are there, to be honest. She's there to fulfill her obligation as a single on Temptation Island.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame her for what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
The last person that I have written here is Shaquille.
Yes.
Who is 24.
Yes.
He's a personal trainer.
Yes.
Who personally trained to be your next boyfriend. And then he ripped open his shirt and bounced his pecs, which was terrifying.
And he has bad tattoos as well.
Oh, I didn't even see his tattoos. What are they?
He had, like, on, like, by his collarbone, when he went to bounce his pecs, he has, like, star tattoos. It's, like, very stereotypical bad tattoo.
Well, he also had a great quote later, Rob, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, so I pulled a quote. I want to make sure that I attributed this to the right bachelor.
It's him.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. I thought this was the line of the night. This was talking about Shaquille has plans to, start a family, you know, at least like get one going.
I'm definitely a dog, so I wouldn't want to bring my girl in this situation. I got baby fever already, so I'm just trying to meet that right girl and fertilize.
It's just so romantic. Like, they say love is dead.
He has baby fever. I've never heard him, a single man, describe having baby fever. I'd like to impregnate someone here on Temptation Island.
I saw someone recently on one of those horrible apps, and their bio just said, yeah, I'm a dog, but if you knew anything about canines, you'd realize that means I'm loyal.
Yeah. Okay, that's something.
I was like, anyways, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Ran away from my phone.
Yeah.
But at least no one is saying that they're gonna fertilize people.
Yeah.
That's very troubling.
Boy, Maggie, that would really be the ultimate test for one of these couples if one of the women was to be impregnated at Temptation Island, and then the couple then is like, okay, well, we have something to remember this by.
I don't even know what to say about
what
this.
A
I
think memento.
Shaq might be the most disgusting person I've ever seen on reality television, and that's saying something. Someone who says that he's ready to fertilize someone, mm-hmm. as though they are a garden.
Or chicken.
Or a chicken. Yeah,
or
like
egg.
I have nothing else to say about that.
Was this a euphemism?
No, it's like, no. Okay, ladies, what inanimate object are we being compared to today?
What is it a euphemism for, Rob?
I don't know.
I think he hit the nail on the head.
Trying to cover for Shaquille. Maybe he's not being literal.
It's kind of a euphemism, but also literal at the same time. Like, get yourself a phrase that can do it all.
I don't think that you can be more hit the nail on the head of what you want. He would like to impregnate someone, and he said it in about the worst possible way you could say it. So good luck to him.
Can we also talk about how all of the men have been given these horrific necklaces to wear while they're in
the Temptation Island?
Yeah,
what's with those men with the giant bead necklaces? Like they've won immunity or something.
Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Maybe Mark L. Wahlberg brought them and was like, this is what we did in 2002. I think that we can bring them back.
I saw.
Was there an arts and crafts afternoon that we missed where people like got giant wood beads and to make a necklace?
At first I was like, oh, wow, Corey has the ugliest necklace of all time. I need to talk about this. And then it clipped to another man and then they were wearing the same necklace. And I was like,
mm-hmm.
Who chose this? Who made this decision? It's like they might as well just be wearing like puka shell necklaces like for what this is. So bad.
If you want to hear my mom's thought after we saw all of the singles,
yes.
She texted me and just said, completely a ridiculous show, ! Now these people are mad at the gorgeous men and women who are there to try and steal their mate. Hello? You chose to do this. No reason for your attitude.
Can I give you one more of the single introductions that
please,
I wrote down?
Please.
There was Tom from New Jersey.
Oh, thank God. I was hoping we'd talk about
Tom from New Jersey. Yeah. He comes out and he says, hey, I'm Tom and I'm from New Jersey. And I want to show you what these hands can do in the kitchen. And then everyone's like, oh, okay, I get it. He's a cook. But then he got like really like feisty. Like he was going to try to fight with which of these guys?
Julian.
And I think Julian would have killed him.
Julian was all about Tom because Julian's also from New Jersey. And then Tom's like, no, this isn't for you. It's for your girl. Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Julian has obviously a crush on Tom.
Yes, he liked him. Also, and he's like, no, I'm going to steal your woman. And he's like, well, I'll kill you.
Do you think that Thomas from Thomas and Chelsea actually goes by Tom, but they told him he wasn't allowed because of Tom from New Jersey?
I don't know.
He seems like the type of guy who would refer to himself as his full name. Like, he sounds like the type, like, to me, he seems like the type of guy who's like, no, don't call me Tom. I am Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to call him Tommy Boy.
Yeah. And he's not a chef. I mean, he is an excellent cook, but he is a masonry company owner. Doesn't have a restaurant.
I liked also how after he says in the kitchen, everyone starts naming Italian food. Now it's a quiz. lasagna? What?
Yeah, Kristen was like chicken parmesan. And I think that's what got Julian going. And he was like, chicken parmesan? He can cook that's chicken parmesan. Julian looks like he eats about 3 chicken parmesans a day. Mm-hmm. So he's like,
no doubt,
the biggest man I've ever seen.
Wait, what does Julian do for work? Do we know?
Let's see. I could look at his bio again.
I think he was an athlete. He was in high school.
Yeah, he was definitely on the high school football team.
Yes, yes. That he is a personal trainer. We should have guessed that.
Yeah.
The same occupation as 80% of the cast members on the show.
I can't wait until he's on the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody could be the first crossover person, right? They've never had anybody from Temptation Island on the challenge.
No, they haven't. Probably for good reason. But
I think that people from Temptation Island should absolutely be on the challenge.
I can't wait to see Tom, 37, on the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah,
he's
going to
be on the new Mark Long challenge.
Oh, yeah. We want OGs, right?
He's an OG. Okay. So, all right. So we got through all of our singles introductions. And there was like one more like meetup. Like there's so much like warm up, right? That then they're like, all right, well, now you've met all of the singles. So say goodbye, because this is now you might say goodbye forever. You might never see your partner ever again.
You're going to kill him or something.
Because you're going to go there and you go separate villas and that's it.
I love how, so they have like one night apart and then each villa gets a party, which is described as a garden party, but I don't think that's what was happening. To a lot more tequila shots than you would anticipate at a garden party. And one of the worst things that has ever happens during this party, which is when Dave says, cheers to good times and tan lines. Get out of here, Dave.
Screams it at the top of his lungs.
It's so troubling. It's just so troubling. I don't know. I didn't.
That it rhymed? That it was a. Like, what was the. I want to understand. What was the.
I feel like good times and tan lines is definitely like some sort of painted piece of wood in like some middle aged mom's like kitchen at her vacation home. Like it's right next to Live, Laugh, Love. But he's saying it to then shoot tequila. And it's just.
I mean, every single person here is a scumbag. So I think maybe every episode we just have to give out like the king of the scumbags. Like maybe that should just be an award we do, Kirsten. Like every episode we pick a scumbag king.
The worst thing that's ever happened.
Yeah. Like, I mean, this is just like all of these. Like I watch this and I just sit with a furrowed brow and I'm just like, what is happening? And, you know, also there's so much. You're right. There's so many tequila shots. And I'm like, if for whatever reason I ever find myself in a situation like this, I'm on Temptation Island and my partner is away, I'm not drinking a drop of liquor. And I'm sitting in the corner with my arms folded. And that's exactly what's happening the whole time.
And that's why you wouldn't go on Temptation Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I would be the worst Temptation Island cast member ever because also, like, I hate being hit on. So, watching all of these doofy people hit on each other is just like the most painful thing in the world. It's just like,
yeah.
Well, you don't want to get hit on by these crappy dudes, but what you do want to do is make fun of them to their face, right? So that would be the silver lining of Temptation Island.
It does kind of muddy the waters on, like, this is going to be the big experiment to see whether you belong together or not. So, all right, step one, get hammered. I want you to drink all day in the sun before you make the biggest decision of your life.
Yeah. Also, like, it's so funny watching the way that these two different groups interact with each other. Like, all of the men basically spent their time talking to the women. Like, all the single men spent their time talking to the, like, coupled women, and basically about their partner, trying to figure out why they're here, what they're looking for. And all of the women are basically trying to figure out which guy they're going to hook up with, which is like the worst thing in the world. Like, all the single women are basically just like, they're like rabid animals trying to call which guy they're going to hook up with, which I'm just like, as a woman, it's like an affront to all women to think that these girls are like climbing over each other to get to the worst men I've ever seen, like the four worst guys in the world. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Worse? I know we the have single Alexis. Single guys or the relationship guys? The relationship guys, because they're in a relationship?
I think, yeah. And they're on Temptation Island. What are you doing? Like, no. I mean, at least these single people are trying to get a free vacation.
But also to consider for worst guy, Man Bun Jesse. Who goes on about how, you know, at the end of the day, it's really an interesting experience. He's sitting there talking in circles. I wrote walking red flag next to I just wrote Man Bun Jesse walking red flag. And that's a note.
Yeah. Also, like, I also wrote down Kirsten because, you know, Erica and Tom are having a conversation and he's being super flirty and Erica's just sort of trying to be nice. And, like, not be rude to this man to his face. And that's a perfect example of how I feel like someone could watch a clip of that at the bonfire. Because then in her confessional, she's like, I'm so grossed out by this guy. He's terrible. But, like, you know, to his face, she's not going to be like, I'm disgusted
because
by you.
Because he said
she's
that
like,
he can make someone fall in love in a week.
Yeah. And also, like, he wants her to her to wake up in his bed or something nasty. And, like, that's the type of thing where, like, if I was her partner watching that and he's saying like, I want you to sleep in my bed, and she's like, haha, I would be like, what the heck? But, you know, it's like such a weird, it's just a terrible situation and dynamic to be with, which can only lead to disaster, which is, I guess, what we're here for.
Yeah.
The one thing that Temptation Island really has going for it is, typically speaking, I'll watch these shows and there will be one man who is the biggest red flag of them all, and that will be the one I have a crush on because my type is toxic. But Temptation Island, the men are so bad that I don't like any of them.
Not one.
There's no.
Me either.
There was also, I felt kind of bad that there was one point, there's a guy, Dr. Blake. Dr. Blake is a dentist, and he ends up trying to strike up a conversation with Chelsea. But also Chelsea is talking about is how she just can't trust Tom. And ultimately, this conversation ends in Chelsea crying.
Yeah. Okay, so Blake says he's going to find a woman and just give her so much attention. Like, that's his plan. And so I don't think he would even consider that conversation a failure. I think he's very happy with where they got. And he's like, yeah, she's crying about her boyfriend. That's step one. Step two, I'm going to step into his place and give her so much attention.
Okay.
I mean, what is this? Now the fourth time Chelsea has cried in the episode?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, girl, I feel you. But also, like, come on, let's get it together. If we're here, we're here. You know?
Chelsea is very worried about Thomas's roving eyes, okay? Because he's just always looking at people, and it's really rude that he looks at people. Have we seen... I feel like if her side of the story was 100% true, we would have seen clear footage by now of Thomas leering at these single girls, which we have not seen.
So the only, like, damning evidence about Thomas from the episode, I thought, was... So then they have the dinner, and they bring everybody back together. Mm-hmm. And they're having an argument about, like, okay, so what rules did you all have? And she's, like, talking about how that he's asking me if somebody can sit in his bed. And I'm like, is this at the house or is this here on Temptation Island? And I think that the question was, is he allowed to have a woman sit in his bed on Temptation Island? And he's like, look, I'm trying to find out where the line is. I don't know. Okay. I didn't. Now I know. Okay. I got it.
I actually don't fault him for that because obviously that really bothered her, but I'm not certain that I would be like, obviously not on Temptation Island. Mm-hmm. I would not be on Temptation Island, but like, I feel like if I was with a partner and they were, had a friend over and they were just talking and she ended up sitting on his bed, I don't think I would be like the betrayal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's a fairly normal situation that a lot of people could find themselves in and nothing seedy is going on. But like she gets all snippy and she's like, well, I rest my case. See, mm-hmm. he's saying what, and it's just like, yeah, there's just clearly a breakdown of communication there.
What I love the most is so, two of the couples clearly stated that they have no rules. And then two of the couples stated that they do have rules, but nobody gave us any of the rules. So I don't know what the rules are. This is like, Rob, it's like when we watch Too Hot to Handle and we're like, well, how does it work? Who gets the prize? How is it like we don't have all the information? And I just am furious that they didn't tell us what these couples' arbitrary rules are, because I think it would have been really funny. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine if it's like Corey and Aaron are talking and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, so here's the situation. Under the shirt, over the bra is fine. Okay. That's not like if they like really got into it, like that'd be mm-hmm. so funny.
Yeah. And it feels like that Chelsea's rules are kind of clear cut, like nothing. Stop it.
No, corner with your arms crossed.
Do not get like yeah. Nobody's allowed in your room. You're not sitting on a bed with anybody. But yeah, I think that the other two couples, like, no rules. But yeah, that's the one couple of Aaron and Corey. Where's the line for them?
I also, just to like swing back to the end of that garden party.
Yes.
It's so funny because as they're leaving, like as the single women are leaving the guys, like one of them tries to hug Julian and he like hits her with a fist bump and is like, whoa, like, you know, not letting her hug him. Mm-hmm. And then Kendall is like, give me a hug to all of the women around him. And I think those are the two couples with no rules. And I think that that just sort of is indicative of the way this experience is going to go for the couples.
Yeah.
You know? Kendall is having the time of his life.
Yeah. I mean, he's drooling, basically.
All right. And that's basically the first episode of Temptation Island.
I did yeah. like how they, after they go through the rules at like the dinner thing, then it's like, okay, now you're leaving. Now you're fully separated. You won't be seeing each other again. And like, just so you know, for some of you, this could be this your last kiss. You may never see each other again. And so to me, some of the goodbyes almost seemed like a breakup. Like when Aaron is saying goodbye to Corey, I was like, she's breaking up with him right now. Like, this is over.
Fully crying, like full tears. And she like, also, I can tell, I just feel it in the arc for Aaron and Corey that she is going to see something on one of these clips and be like, I've made a terrible mistake. I need to keep him with me. But she's going to have no way to communicate it with him. And he's going to be having a great time. He might fall in love with someone else. And she's going to have like a complete and total breakdown. And I am sort of looking forward to that because I think that that's fun. But if we want to hear the final thoughts from my mother.
Yeah.
On the first episode. Thoughts. We need Mary's thoughts.
All right. Mary says, about the upcoming preview.
Yes.
For
season,
next week.
This season on Temptation Island.
This season on Temptation Island. She goes, oh God, these previews of episodes to come are making me ill. This is just sex, 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 partying, and sex. Honestly, I am laughing out loud that these people honestly think this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked her who she thinks is going to cheat first. And she said, Thomas or Kendall for the guys, Aaron or Chelsea for the girls. Corey is a wild card for me.
Wild card.
And then she was very, very serious, though. She wanted to know if I agreed with her analysis, what I was thinking, you know. I think my poor mother's going to have to watch these sex scenes and she's going to, like, literally, like, cover her eyes. Mm-hmm. I don't
even know. At least you don't have to watch them together.
True. Very true.
I liked how the show basically ended with the thing that said, on this island, love picks you.
Yeah, that's what happens. You can't control it.
I mean,
the show's what? Anyways, I had a great time watching the premiere of Temptation Island season 3. It's a treat. It's a gem. No other show I would want to add a third weekly podcast about than this.
Kirsten, how does Temptation Island compare to Love Island for you?
Okay, so Love Island is my, like, true love. I don't think anything could take Love Island away from me.
What if we tempted you with another show?
What if love finds you?
What if love finds you?
The idea of watching only one episode of TV a week is appealing. Like, I don't have to podcast about this 3 times this week, which is nice. But Love Island has my heart. I'll be back for Love Island, of course.
Yeah, you don't have to pick just one. Just as a show, though, how does it compare?
It's so different. I wish that if Temptation Island had a better host and if Temptation Island brought in the narrator who makes fun of all the contestants, that would be massive.
That's what I was saying earlier. Just tonally, Too Hot to Handle, had a cheeky narrator, so did Love Island. Like, they have the host, but then they also have the Matt Hoffman, the voiceover that the Matt L. Hoffman of voiceovers, and so they do. But this show is only they have it's serious. Like, Mark L. Wahlberg doesn't crack a joke during this whole thing.
He makes me uncomfortable. He just has uncle energy, and I'm an uncle should not be hosting a dating show. It's just wrong. There should be Nicole Byer should be hosting this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
Try to be a little therapist-y with it.
Maybe he'll get them, though, to really talk about their feelings in a way that we can laugh at more, because it's just going to be so absurd.
But he doesn't want that. You could tell feelings make him uncomfortable, too. It's just weird.
I don't know. I have hope that Mark L. Wahlberg will deliver. I do have hope. I have a question for both of you. Okay. Who do you think wins Scumbag King this week? And it doesn't have to be a man. Scumbag King doesn't discriminate. Who do you think? Who's your nomination for Scumbag King
of this week?
Gotta be Dave for me. Oh, actually, you know what? I think Blake is a bit of a scumbag, because he is preying on the most emotionally volatile woman in the house on purpose.
Fair.
Hmm.
Yeah. Rob?
This is tricky. I would say that
many options.
Yeah. I mean, Alexis is interesting, certainly. Mm-hmm. Shaquille he said he wanted to fertilize somebody on Temptation Island.
Yeah, that's my pick for the week, Shaquille. So, I don't know if you're okay with that, Kirsten, but I feel
I can sign off.
There's a guy whose name is literally Rocky Buttery.
What?
You're making this
up. I'm not. That's his name. Rocky Buttery.
He was not introduced this
episode. Well, he didn't get an introduction, but his name is Rocky Buttery. Good for your mind.
I can't believe I now have to Google this, because I don't know if Rob is joking.
That's his name. I mean, that's what it says on his Instagram, is just one follower short of 8,000.
Should I be his 8,000th follower?
Depends.
Do it, Kirsten.
No, I can't follow this man.
Rocky Buttery is his name.
I have a question.
This is the man. This is the red flag man that I'd be like, okay, this is a problem.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what if Kirsten gets into a relationship with Rocky Buttery?
I would love it.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. Under no circumstances. I can't date a man wearing this outfit. Where's my camera?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
It gets
goodness.
So troubling.
I would love it.
It's
Kirsten,
perfect.
Can I give you away at your wedding to Rocky Buttery?
I think my actual father would probably want it.
Okay. All right. Can I be invited?
Yeah. Rob, if I marry Rocky Buttery, you're invited.
I'll take it. So one of the great things on the Temptation Island website, they have a feature there. It's on the USA Network / Temptation-Island. They have a pickup line generator. Okay.
Okay.
So on the pickup line generator, you can tell the generator your name, where you're from, and what your job is, and they will give you what your Temptation Island intro is. Now, we could either put in our own information or put in the information of someone else that we know, so we would know what their Temptation Island.
Let's do Jordan Kalish's Temptation Island.
Okay, great. So Jordan is from New York. Yeah. New York, and he is
a gym teacher.
He's a teacher. I don't think that's that specific. So basically, we would hear, let me punch this in, and...
I'm going to try to do this same exact thing and see if it gives us the same answer.
Okay. All right.
For science.
Let me know when you're ready.
Wow, they've got a lot of very specific jobs on this list. Mm-hmm. Teacher. Okay.
Okay. All right. So here is the Jordan Kalish pickup line. It says, sup. I'm Jordan from New York, New York. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a teacher, so let me give an F to you.
Seeds, baby!
Wait, I got a different one. I got a different one.
Jordan, how dare you?
Seeds, baby. So this one, the one I got was, hey there, my name is Jordan and I'm from New York, New York. Being a teacher, I don't know how I'll get to class on time when I'm so lost in your eyes.
Seeds, baby.
And then, okay, so you could try another. Okay, I got another one. Now, mine always start with sup.
Oh, I just got one that says, wait, I just got your first one. Okay. I got the same exact one. Go.
Sup, my name's Jordan. And I live in New York, New York. I'm a teacher, but when it comes to romance, I'm the principal.
Seeds, baby.
Yuck. My dad was a principal.
Let's do one more. One more.
Oh, great. I got a new one. Okay. How's it going? My name is Jordan, and I live in New York, New York. Are you a campfire? Because you are hot and I want s'more.
What job did you put for him?
That's the same. I just wrote, try another. It's still a teacher.
Still a teacher. Okay.
But they must have known that he used to work at camp.
Hmm.
We may have given too much of Jordan
too much.
Information to USA Network.
Sorry. They're going to recruit him for the next Temptation Island.
Oh my God. Okay, wait. I'm gonna see what it says for mine.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanna do mine.
It's only fair if we're going to
That is fair.
You know, put Jordan Kalish on blast.
Mm-hmm. I hope it starts with sup.
It does.
Okay.
It says so they didn't have legal assistant, so I just chose assistant.
Okay.
It says, sup. My name is Kirsten and I'm from Victoria, BC. As an assistant, I'm going to clear your diary and insist on a meeting with me.
Clear your diary?
What is wrong?
I have a good one.
Yes.
For me.
Yes, Maggie.
Hello, my name is Maggie and I'm from New York, New York. You must have read Dr. Seuss as a kid because green eggs and damn.
That's what? I know that one of these pickup lines will use this. But at one point in time, I did see that there is a pickup line that people use, which goes, do you have an inhaler? Because that ass mad thick. It kind of looks like asthmatic. I guarantee you that this website has that line in there. Hmm. If it doesn't, it has room where you can write your own. So I'll submit that.
Yeah.
Now I understand why all of those people's lines were so terrible.
Okay, here, I'll give you mine. But the closest job title to me is YouTuber.
Okay.
What's up? I'm Rob from Los Angeles. And as a YouTuber, I like you. I would love you to smash that subscribe button. Okay.
I don't like these.
Yeah.
They make me feel weird.
Yeah. Okay.
This is It's just great because you can just see it on the Rahab Graham's Instagram yes. page tomorrow.
Temptation Island pickuplines.com.
Oh, Lord.
Check it out. All right. Well, this was so fun. I can't wait to see where you two will go with this. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
For sure. For anybody who was also wanting to watch it, I wanted to say to the top, but the full episode is on YouTube. If you just look up Temptation Island season 3, you can watch it for free on YouTube if you don't have like a login.
Yeah, the network.
And see if you're into it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, when you know you've got a winning product like Temptation Island, why keep it behind a paywall?
The first one's free, okay?
Yeah.
Classic business move.
Yeah. Can I mention about how that I got name dropped by Reality Steve this week?
Absolutely.
So I was minding my own business on Tuesday night, and then I got mentioned by the famous Reality Steve, who does a lot of has a website. It talks about The Bachelor and then some other reality TV stuff also. And then he says, Thomas looks like at Rob Sesternino. No, hashtag Temptation Island at Temptation TV. And I was like, I didn't know Reality Steve even knew who I was.
Not only does he know who you are, but he knows that mug well enough to spot it anywhere, Rob.
Yes, yes. So I tuned into the show expecting like, Reality Steve is making fun of me. I can't wait to see what this loser looks like. I was like, okay, he looks like a normal person.
Yeah. Well, and Rob, if Reality Steve tried to cyberbully you,
I would be so sad.
Just let me know, because I'm always looking for an outlet for myself to cyberbully others, and I will cyberbully him right back. Okay,
yes, well, I appreciate
that. If anyone tries to come at Rob, I'll fight
appreciate
them.
You having
I'm always
my back
looking for a fight.
Because, but yeah, so that was just very very weird.
I mean, he doesn't like not look like you. I think he's like the wish.com version.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah, yeah, that
he's
every
like the poor man's Rob Sesternino.
It's like,
you know?
If Rob was really creepy staring at women all the time.
Yeah. So that was just an interesting anecdote that Reality Steve was mentioning me on Twitter in conjunction with Temptation
Rob
Island.
I think Rob was fishing for a compliment, Kirsten.
From who? From Reality Steve?
Exactly.
Well, if Reality Steve, if you're listening, be nicer to my friend Rob, okay?
Okay. All right. So, Maggie, we know you're yes. on Twitter. Let me see if I could like some more of your tweets. Are you tweeting about the Mars rover?
Yes. I said it was really moving to me because we always hear, you know, these voices say like we landed or like one small step for man. And it was a female voice this time that said touchdown confirmed, who was calling the mission, which was really exciting. You know?
Yeah. Nicole was watching it with my kids today and they were all very into it.
Yeah. Really cool. It's just really exciting to see women in science. We should get Liana on here to talk about that. You know,
if Liana wants to podcast about the Mars rover, I mean, she's welcome.
I thought Liana's sister replied to my tweet about this podcast. So maybe we can tempt another Boris to speak with us.
Ooh, I love that idea.
Okay. And then, Kirsten, what are you up to?
What am I not up to, Rob? Okay, so I'm podcasting weekly about BoJack Horseman with the great Lindsay Wilson on BoJack Horse Pod. That's been great fun. Riverdale is also back, which I am talking about weekly with Mary Kwiatkowski on Kowski Cast. That is Cow with a K. And I am streaming 3 to 4 times a week on twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. So I guess the only thing I'm not doing is sleeping. But if people want to follow me, I would very much appreciate it.
Okay. All right. And of course, you could check out the weekly Temptation Island recaps in our Rehab Ups feed or by going to robiswebsite.com/Temptation Island. We'll tempt you with other podcasts and we'll see if your relationship with this one will stay. Of course, so much great stuff this week on robhasawebsite.com, counting down the 40 best Survivor seasons of all time. Talked about Survivor Nicaragua this week. If you missed that, much more up at robhasawebsite.com. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.